So as usual, we begin the show with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table, and each of us picks a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads this last month. And I'm thinking this month, Jeff, why don't we start with you?
This is a song that I haven't been able to get out of my head for the last 6 hours. I just discovered it, just literally this afternoon. Vicky, thank you for pointing me in the direction of the new Beck album, Colors. This is the title track off of that disc. I think Beck is one of the best musicians of the last 20 years.
Who could resist this song? I mean, it's everything and the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And a chorus that, you know, you'd have to be, there'd have to be something wrong with you if that doesn't sweep you away with joy.
He was a high school dropout. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Yeah. But, you know, it is funny, you know, he's evolved a lot and dabbled in a lot of different sounds over his career, but it seems like in recent years, he's kind of come to embrace this sound. I mean, thinking about Dreams, which that came out in 2015, I think it was, a couple years back. And seems like he's sort of coming into this sound, as thinking back to his early career and a song like Loser or something.
Yeah.
It's hard to think that these songs are made by the same artist.
Loser was so disjointed and so kind of in your face. Loser, I'm a loser. Why don't you kill me?
You know, he's happily married in a long-term relationship, a father. He had all that back problem stuff going
right
on, and I think that has started to resolve. So maybe he's just really in a state of being happy. I mean, maybe this is what happy sounds like.
That's okay.
Feel good music. Beck, Colors. Good pick, Jeff.
Vicky, how about you?
This was greatly anticipated, and when it arrived, it was what I call a no-brainer ad. I barely had to hear it.
Didn't have to think.
Mm-mm, because you just know it's going to be good. Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile together on a record they call Lotta Sea Lice, and the song I picked is Continental Breakfast.
One, two, three. You won't believe what I could have told you, but I don't believe I have the balls to let you know. I can say that 'cause I'm a man, but I feel like a little boy today.
I cherish my intercontinental friendships. We talk it over continental breakfast in a hotel in
somewhere on the sphere around here.
You know, they both have that talk, sing kind of approach mm-hmm. to their music. They're both playing guitars, so you can hear what they're adding to the song. kind of trading off their very plaintive, very lovely and stripped down, simple production. And they're just, I imagine them just sitting across from each other, just playing to each other. And I like that about this record.
It's funny how just from the opening few chords and that little guitar lick that's playing, it's like you can tell it's a Kurt Vile song before he's even opened his mouth. It's kind
pretty
of
distinctive.
Yeah, it's sort of crazy because there's nothing unique about the instrumentation. It's just the chords that he picks and the way that he kind of interlaces melody and harmony.
You know, a lot of ways, he's my new Lou Reed as far as vocal approach. So, I mean, that's going to always warm my heart. I love Courtney Barnett. So the idea of these two coming together and actually singing together, their voices are a beautiful chemistry.
Continental Breakfast, Courtney Barnett and Kurt Vile. Nice pick.
Jake, I can't wait.
This is an artist who's been with us for some time, goes back many years in various bands. The artist is Destroyer, also known as Dan Behar of the New Pornographers. He's got a new album out. It's called Ken, and the song is called Tinseltown Swimming in Blood.
Swimming in blood, tinsel ribbons dancing in the rain, flowers on the skyline. Hey, how is it? Why? What comes round's going round again. Towers coming up forever.
Reminds me of my youth listening to New Order.
I was going to say, I mean, yeah. The New Order influence is undeniable. What I love about him, and this song is a great example of it, he just has this ability to kind of conjure these scenes of a kind of squalid decadence. Like these characters who are, you know, in these fancy situations and just debauched and horrible and fallen. And like this kind of weird intermingling of those two human tendencies that I think come through in a lot of his work and that he seems to like to mine. And to me, there's just something captivating about his lyrics and the sounds and the sort of overwrought way that he likes to present things. But this is actually a sort of a more subdued version of what he normally does.
You know, I like the idea of Dan and Destroyer being this, and this is what he dedicates to. Boy, that chorus is great with that horn-like sound, too. I like that. And whatever his sensibilities are that he brings to New Pornographers as well, where A.C. Newman is probably a little more of the mover-shaker in that band, Nico Case, but he's got all kinds of facets to him, because New Pornographers, although they mine some dark areas at times, that is such super uplifting, harmony-rich pop, you know?
Yeah, and again, another artist, you know, kind of like Beck or somebody who has explored a lot of different sounds and different approaches to songwriting, but it's like not always music you can nod your head to and like jam out. You kind of have to take it in a slightly different way and like let the images and the atmosphere
let the debauchery wash over you.
Yeah. But the whole album is pretty good. Ken, there's some real standout tracks on it, and I've been really enjoying it.
K-E-N.
K-E-N. Ken.
Ken.
I look forward to exploring this record.
Great picks, you guys, as per usual.
So much good music to pick from.
Yeah, it's fun doing this with you guys. I really appreciate talking about music. It's a joy.
From 91.5 KRCC, this is Air Check.